To such good purpose did he use beam and Spalding drill that he was ready more than a week ahead of time. That was QX. He'd much rather be early than late. Something might have happened to hold him up. Things did happen too often, and he had to be at that meeting. Thus it came about that, a few days before the all-important date, Kinnison's battered treasure hunter blasted herself down to her second landing at Strongheart's dock. This time the miner was welcomed, not as a stranger, but as a friend of long standing.
"Hi, Wild Bill," Strongheart yelled at sight of the big space hound. "Right on time, I see. Glad to see you. Luck, too, I hope. Lots of luck and all good, I bet me. Ain't it?"
"Oh, Strongheart," the lensman roared in return, pummeling the divekeeper affectionately.
"Had a good trip, yeah, a fine trip. Struck a rich sector, twice as much as I got last time. Told you I'd be back in 5 or 6 weeks and made it in 5 weeks and 4 days."
"Keeping tabs on the days, huh?"
"I'll say I do. With a thirst like mine, a guy can't do nothing else. I tell you, my guts are drier than any desert on the whole of Riddles. Well, what are we waiting for? Check this plunder of mine in and let me get going places and doing things."
The business end of the visit was settled with neatness and dispatch. Dealer and miner understood each other thoroughly. Each knew what could and what could not be done to the other. The meteors were tested and weighed. Supplies for the ensuing trip were bought. The guarantee of 24 units of Benny QX. No argument. No hysterics. No bickering or quarreling or swearing. Everything on the green all the way. Gentlemen and friends. Kinnison turned over his keys, accepted a thick sheaf of currency, and, after the first formal drink with his host, set out upon the self-imposed superstitious tour of the other hot spots which would bring him the favor, or at least would avert the active disfavor, of Clono, his spaceman's deity. This time, however, that tour took longer. Upon his first ceremonial round, he had entered each saloon in turn, had bought one drink of whatever was nearest, had tossed it down, and had gone on to the next place. Unobserved and inconspicuous. Now, how different it all was. Wherever he went, he was the center of attention. Men who had met him before flung themselves upon him with whoops of welcome. Men who had never seen him clamored to drink with him. Women, whether or not they knew him, fawned upon him and brought into play their every lure and wile. For not only was this man a hero and a celebrity of sorts, he was a lucky or a skillful miner, whose every trip resulted in wads of money big enough to clog the underjets of a freighter. Moreover, when he was lit up, he threw it round regardless, and he was getting stewed as fast as he could swallow. Let's keep him here, or if we can't do that, let's go along wherever he goes. This, too, was strictly according to the lensman's expectations.